This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Nearly 80,000 Coloradans filed new unemployment claims last week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports during this pandemic, that's an improvement.
The number of new people filing for regular unemployment each week has trended downward from a high of 100,000 earlier this month. But state economists say it's too early to say that layoffs have peaked. The new figures also include gig workers and independent contractors who were allowed to apply last week for the first time ever. And it appears Colorado's unemployment system is better handling the unprecedented demand. Payments are largely going out on time after delays last week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Parks officials in Denver, Boulder, and Jefferson counties say the coronavirus lockdown has led to more visitors than usual. The increased foot traffic is damaging trails and hurting natural resources. Officials say stay on designated trails and obey all park restrictions. Colorado is getting more than $2 million from Washington to help the state's mule, deer, and elk herds. CPR's Natalia Navarro says it's part of a $24 million push for big game habitat conservation in the West.
CDOT plans to use the money to install fencing to guide wildlife under State Highway 13 north of Craig. Officials say the project will reduce wildlife vehicle collisions and protect a migratory corridor for mule deer and elk herds.
80 degrees, mostly cloudy in Denver, 66 partly cloudy in Vail, 91 and clear in Pueblo. This is CPR News.